January 6, 2026. Happy New Year, everybody. Regular meeting of the Chatham County Savannah Metropolitan Planning Commission will now come to order. We'll pause for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So for the staff, petitioners, and members of the public who are participating, our procedures will be as follows. The agenda is broken down into several parts. First, notices, proclamations, and acknowledgments. Next, the consent agenda, which consists of items for which the applicant is in agreement with the staff recommendations, and there are no known objections. This will be followed by the regular business, old business, and then adjournment. For each agenda item on regular business, the staff will make a presentation. The staff presentation will then be followed by a presentation from the petitioner, should they elect to do so. The petitioner will be allotted a time frame of no more than 20 minutes. The board may then ask questions of the petitioner or staff for clarification. Afterwards, the floor will be open for the public comment. If you wish to comment on the items that the board is considering at the time, members of the public that are in person must fill out a speaker card and give it to the staff. Those are the blue speaker cards when you come in. If you're participating virtually, use the raise your hand feature on the screen. Do not use the feature until the item you want to comment on is being considered. At the appropriate time, you will be recognized and the staff will unmute your microphone. At the end of your allotted time, as determined by the chair, your microphone will be muted and the chair will recognize the next speaker. The total public comment time will be less than or equivalent to the petitioner's presentation time. Therefore, for those participating online, it's important that you not use the raise your hand feature during the hearing on that item. If you want to speak on a petition, once the floor is closed for public comment on a petition, no additional speakers will be allowed. If you are not certain you want to speak, still use the raise your hand feature, or if in person, fill out the speaker card. You will have the option to decline when your name is called. After public comment, the petitioner will have the opportunity for rebuttal and then address any additional needed questions by the board. Finally, the board will take action. So we'll start with the agenda. We do not have any notices, proclamations, or acknowledgments. We do have two items that have been requested to be removed from the agenda. The first one is a special use on 2505 Abercorn Street, and that's to establish a hotel in the TC1 zoning district. It's item number 25-005343-ZA. Also, a major subdivision at Goldwire Fort Argyle Road, and it's subdivision 0925-000580. So if there's anybody here that wish to speak on that, you can get with the staff, and that will be considered at a later date. So today, those items have been removed. Any questions? Consent agenda.
Mr. Chair.
I'm sorry?
Can we get a motion
to remove
for that?
Item 1 and 2 from the final agenda?
Second.
All right. We have a motion to remove and a second. All those in favor by voice vote?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion approved. The consent agenda.
Mr. Chair. I apologize. We need to approve the agenda itself.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Can I approve
the agenda?
Thank you, Mr.
Second,
Plunk.
Jarrett.
Thank you, Ms. Jarrett. All those in favor, voice vote by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Okay. Now we can go to the consent agenda. Thank you so much. All right. The consent agenda consists of an approval of a November 18th meeting minutes. And a major subdivision located at Paulson Street, 802 East 37th Street. It's item number 25-005263-SUBP. Can I have a motion for the consent agenda?
Plunk, motion to approve the consent agenda.
Mr. Plunk, motion approved.
Bowles second.
Bowles second. We have an all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. So we move on to our regular business, and we have two items here. 5 and 6 that are very related, and we will have them presented simultaneously, but we will have 2 votes. Okay? You have the floor.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members of the board. I wish you all a very happy new year. I am Subhashi Karunaratne and presenting the staff findings and recommendations for a request to amend a text amendment and a zoning map amendment to establish an overlay over the Bay Zoning District. And the location we're looking at is 4241 Ogeechee Road. Here, we are looking at a property, which is the Savannah Powder Magazine, and this was built in 1898 as a city-owned facility for the safe storage of dynamite and other explosives. It was intentionally located outside the city limits at the time for public safety and was operated as Savannah's only non-military powder magazine until 1971. In February 2025, it was listed as one of the national, in the National Register for Historic Places in recognition of its role in the city. And architecturally, the building is one-storied Gothic revival brick structure with a distinctive T-shaped plan and specialized safety features, including thick masonry walls and venting systems. It remains largely intact and retains a level of historic integrity and continues to be owned by the city. And if you look at the existing flume and the zoning, the flume is a conservation and the zoning designation is a conservation park. And the proposal right now is to put a zoning overlay while the base zoning remains conservation park. So these are the 2 requests. The first is the text amendment to Article 7, Section 7.7, Historic Overlay District. And the proposed text amendment update to add clear standards, including how the historic property relates to base zoning, resource classification, COA requirements, and design and maintenance standards. With that, there is also a map amendment to designate the property as Historic Property Overlay 1. So those are the 2 requests, items 5 and 6. And the reasoning behind why this is put forth is because Section 3.17.4, local historic property over designation of the zoning ordinance, provide these criteria to categorize a specific property as a historic property. And based on the review on these conditions, and because it was listed in the National Register for Historic Places, this was concluded to have met the criteria to be categorized as a historic property, and this was also approved by the Historic Preservation Commission on November last year. Additionally, there is a study conducted by the city in 2020, the Savannah Surplus Property Land Use Preference Survey Report, that recommends keeping the site in public ownership for civic and passive recreational uses. And based on all these findings, the staff is recommending approval for the text amendment and the map amendment. Happy to answer any questions.
Is the petitioner here?
Yes.
Hi, Jessica Baldwin, Preservation Officer for the City of Savannah. I'm here. Subhashi did a great job, so if you have any questions, happy to answer.
Ms. Jarrett?
I love the fact that we're doing this with this piece of property. I have concerns about other historic properties in the city that aren't being maintained. Does this ordinance, would the text amendment apply to the other historic properties that need to be cared for?
No, ma'am. This one is only creating this as an individual historic property overlay. So this, the text amendment here is referencing that. And since this is our first one in the city, we are, this is our first round at it. So okay. We've done that. Yes, ma'am. But the other properties, if you feel free to email me, and if I can help you in any kind of way sort out what some of those issues are, I'd be happy to.
Okay. If I can get your information.
Yes, ma'am. I got a card. I'll give it to you.
Thank you.
Sure thing.
I have a question. So this extends the current overlay to this parcel as an island, if you will, or does it create its own individual?
It's a new overlay. So it's creating, we've had it in the ordinance since the new zone in 2019, and it hasn't been utilized. And so we saw this with the Powder Magazine and the historic significance behind it and the city owning it as an opportunity to recognize it individually. So the opportunity for this overlay is to hopefully now people understand, and we have kind of a process of how it's used. People, there's opportunity for new individual landmarks outside of the historic districts that are currently established.
So if there's a change to the historic overlay district in the downtown area, are these two connected in any way, or would we have to make those changes there as well?
They're separate from each other. Yes, sir. So any change that happened to the downtown overlay would not impact this in the same, anything that changed within this would not impact the downtown historic overlay.
Mr. Stevens.
Hearing those explanations, I appreciate that clarity. Does this zoning type, is it only applicable for city-owned properties?
No, sir. It is open. We just started with a city-owned property because you need owner permission. That's right. Part of the regulation, and we're the owner, so we had that permission.
Just wanted to confirm, because that'll just kind of help paint the bigger picture as to how things get assessed throughout the community.
Yeah, absolutely.
Extra protection.
Yeah, we're hoping that this becomes an example that can open up possibilities for other parts of the community.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. So as a component of that, as it branches out into other parts of the community, is the onus of the assessment on the owner, or will it be this application is submitted, city assesses it and says, okay, yes, it qualifies for
that assessment? It's a combo. We would review, the owner would present with us the information, and we would make that kind of assessment.
Okay. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Other questions? Okay, thank you. Is there anybody here from the public that is registered? No? Anybody online? Okay, I guess we're at a point where we can have a discussion.
Move to approve staff recommendation on the text amendment.
So moved. That's number five, item number five, correct?
Mm-hmm. Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Ms. Jarrett for approval, and a second by Mr. Melder. Okay. Let me call a vote. Ms. Bowles.
Yes.
Ms. Jarrett.
Yes.
Mr. Kegler.
Yes.
Mr. Melder.
Yes.
Mr. Plunk.
Yes.
Ms. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Stevens.
Yes.
I too vote yes. Motion passes. All right. So that is number five. Item number six is the map amendment. Anybody wish to have any discussion about that? Any public comment on item six? All righty. I'll entertain a motion.
Quest, Melder.
Stevens, second.
All right. We have a motion to approve by Mr. Melder and second by Mr. Stevens. All right. We'll move to a vote. Ms. Bowles?
Yes.
Ms. Jarrett?
Yes.
Mr. Kegler?
Yes.
Mr. Melder?
Yes.
Ms. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Plunk?
Yes.
Mr. Stevens?
Yes.
I too vote yes. Motion passes. Okay. All righty, so we have no presentations. We have no staff reviews, no other business before the committee. We'd like to entertain a motion for executive session.
Move into executive session.
Second.
All right, we have a motion for executive session for by Ms. Jarrett and a second by Mr. Stevens. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? For those of you in the public, we're going to go to an executive session, and then we'll be back out to conclude the meeting.
Yeah. Move to end executive session.
Actions were taken.
Your microphone is
on. No actions were taken in the executive session and
discuss
personnel matters. So thank you. Motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second. Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.